Cloudesley Shovel, the Boy Sailor. About 250 years ago, a little boy named Shovel lived in a small village in the county of Norfolk. He came of a family that had sent many fine sailors to serve their country, and when quite young, he also had a great wish to go to sea. He was only 13 when a friend of the family got him a place on a man-of-war. The big ship with all its guns and strong seamen greatly delighted the boy. He was quite happy on board and was never tired of hearing the stories of sea life told by the men. But the young sailor soon found that there was work to be done on these ships, work of a difficult and very dangerous kind. It was a time of war, and his ship was in the midst of a fight. Things were going rather badly with the crew, and they wanted to get help from the rest of their fleet. "It is impossible," said the captain to his men, "to send off a boat when shots are flying about so thickly. I wonder how we can manage to send a message over." Young Shovel was standing near, his face eager and his eyes alight with joy. To the surprise of everybody, he stood out and spoke. "Send me, sir," he cried. "I can swim well, and I'm not at all afraid of the enemy's shots. I beg of you to let me go." The captain looked at Shovel and smiled. Seeing that the boy was very earnest, he said to him, "If I were sure you could do it, I would let you go. You must know there is much danger in the attempt." "I do not mind danger, sir," was young Shovel's ready reply. Then someone wrote the message on a piece of paper, and it was rolled into a small ball. For greater safety, Shovel put this into his mouth, and springing to the rails, he dived into the sea. Deep down into the water he went, and strange to say, no one heeded the plunge of the lad, for the enemy had no time to waste on thoughts of him. Thus, when Shovel rose again some distance from his vessel, he was able to strike out more boldly and make his way to one of the other English ships. Here he was quickly helped on deck and taken to the captain, before whose astonished eyes he spread out his message. Shovel was glad to see the big ship at once turned, in order that it might be able to assist his own vessel. From that day men kept their eyes on brave young Shovel, and helped by many kind friends he made his way in the Navy. In due course he was given the command of a ship, and a proud day that was for the Norfolk youth. A prouder day still came when he was made a knight, because of his many brave deeds on the sea. Brave and true sailor as he was, the sea killed him in the end. During a dreadful storm his ship was wrecked, and Admiral Shovel, with a large number of his men, perished in the waves. His body was washed on shore, and people, not knowing who he was, buried him in the sand. The body was recovered with much care, and laid to rest in Westminster Abbey with those of other famous men, for England never forgets what a great debt she owes to the gallant sailors who, by their skill and brave deeds, have done so much for their country.